Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Believe it or not, it's November 1st of 2023. It's been a crazy year so far. It's getting cold. For those people that are listening in, it is dark over here in Florida, and I'm sure it's dark wherever you are as well. We are here every Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. on the Pacific side with a good friend of ours. His name is Ray Gebauer. Ray, I met a long time ago. I was super impressed with him as building a home-based business. It was really easy to be impressed. I think he had close to a million or more distributors in his downline. He was making a ton of money. He was super duper, you know, good at what he does, and I was very impressed. We started talking a little bit, and then all of a sudden, you know, just like everything else in life, sometimes people go in different directions. I reached out to him recently, a few years ago, if that's recently, and I told him what we were doing, and one thing led to another. I thought, you know, this would be really good for a radio show, Ray. You're building home-based businesses, and you're really good at what you do, and you influence a lot of people, and you can share a lot of the stuff that you do with a lot of different people, and the world needs help right now. So maybe we could do a couple of radio shows. Well, a couple turned into a weekly radio show, and we do this every week. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray-Gebauer, you'll be able to hear this as well as previous radio shows. But as the show took a little bit of a form, I'm going to say. Ray likes acronyms. So he's been doing three radio shows per letter in each acronym. And now we're on the acronym ACE, A-C-E. And I believe, if I have my things right, this is the third A in the word ACE. And that means we did two before that, and I think he did a couple of warm-ups even before that, and we're ready for you. We're going to finish this one up probably in November, of course, because there's a couple more left, and we'll wrap up something before the holidays for sure. But we are here talking to Mr. Ray Gebauer, and Mr. Ray Gebauer, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Hey, thank you, Peter. Always happy to be here. It's privilege to be able to, you know, share some ideas that can make a difference. And, you know, the reason we do these shows, I mean, we don't make money on them, we don't charge people. It's because our reward is how we get to feel knowing that we are making a difference. Because we know that what you learn from these episodes, at least from mine, I'm pretty sure, that if you utilize them, implement them, the rest of your life can be the best of your life, and you can have a better life, less stress, and probably have a greater level of happiness. And so that's why we do these things, to help people. This really is a helping business where we love people by helping and serving and helping people improve the quality of their life, both in multiple ways, emotionally and financially and physically, if you're in the health arena. So a long time ago, I discovered that I could remember things much better if I reorganized my ideas in an acronym. So I used to do this just for myself. I come up with some ideas, say, oh, I got to remember this. So to better remember it, I would, sometimes it would take me quite a while, sometimes a couple of minutes, sometimes a few hours, come up with a good acronym. And then I realized, well, if it's helpful for me, it could be helpful for others. So I like to format things, structure things, you know, my ideas, organize them in an acronym. So we've done a lot of acronyms. And we're on a new one, you know, being an ACE. And I like this because there's multiple meanings and applications. So like in a card game, an ACE is the highest card. So it's a big advantage to have aces. And the more aces you have, the better. And if you're, you know, building a business, and you want to look for aces, you know, people that are high quality, they're committed, they have good skills. Ace was also used of the fighter pilots in World War II, I believe it was. And to be considered an ace, you had to have shot down five combat enemy planes in combat. So ace has a nice connotation. You have ace up your sleeve. I mean, you have an unfair advantage. And so we're talking about being an ace. Being an ace in business, being an ace in life. You want to be an ace for your spouse and for your children and for God. I think of a lot of, every day I pray to God, Lord, help me to be an ace for you. And I have a little different acronym in that context. I like the idea of being an ace. It's sort of exciting. And so the first of the three episodes on the letter A, I just expanded more on what it means to be an ace. So I just did you a quick review on that. And then last week, the second episode on the A, the second A, I guess, was, I slipped my mind. What was it last week? I can't remember what it was now. Shoot. Okay, it might come to you. Peter, do you remember?
was it action? I said attitude. And I don't remember what you said.
No, it wasn't attitude.
It was an attitude because I was getting it wrong. I wasn't sure if you said it was action or...
No, I remember now. Yeah. It was attention.
There we go.
Yeah, so if you want to be an ace and excel and be like a superstar, or at least, you know, upgrade yourself to higher levels, you've got to pay attention to the right things. Now, you don't have to teach people to pay attention because everyone's already paying attention to something. It's just that, what are you paying attention to? Are you paying attention to things that are meaningful, that can make your life better, or you're sort of squandering or wasting your time giving things attention that don't really make any difference? It might even be, you know, hurting you or hurting someone else. So, and attention, I forgot to say last week, I like talking about attention because it correlates to the four dimensions of love, which is the ultimate principle and strategy in life, which I define as caring, connecting, committing, and creating value. So attention is sort of like the gateway to love, sort of a practical way of looking at how do you start actually expressing love, of the caring and connecting, committing, and creating value, and it's by simply giving attention, you know, positive attention. I mean, people can give you a negative attention too, but by taking time and energy to give people attention, it's like a gift. You're enriching them, you're honoring them, and it's sort of a gateway to love. Because you can't love somebody, you can't help somebody, you can't serve somebody unless you give them attention. So that's the easy way of thinking, well, how do I start? Well, you start by giving people attention. When you're checking out at the shopping store or the grocery store, how easy is it to give them some positive attention, like a smile, say, hey, how are you doing? You having a good day or is it a rough day? Just giving people attention. It's like dropping a little deposit into their emotional account. It's a little gift of love. You know, it doesn't take much effort. And as far as your business or your life or your spiritual life, your family life, all those things need positive attention. And in fact, you know, God demands attention, and you want attention. We all need attention because that affirms our value. So we talked about that last week. I thought that went really well, and I actually specialized on one element of paying attention to your business, going through the seven steps that Big Al and Tom Schreiber came up with on how to be in the top 1%. You know, of earners in network marketing and paying attention to those seven steps. So I think that was really valuable. If you missed it, you know, listen to it. But this week we're going to the third A, And before we jump into it, it's not attitude or action, but it's it's a little broader than that, I guess. But Peter, you want to make your best guess? What's the word for tonight?
You know, I'm gonna go A for adjust. So you're going to have to adjust no matter what you do, but you're going to move forward and adjust the sales, if you will, or adjust your direction. Adjust if you're going to hit that target. So back to you.
Yeah, adjust your attitude, adjust your schedule. That's a good one. I didn't really consider that. Well, not quite. Not quite the one. So I usually like short words, but this is sort of a long word. I often use the word actually, are you actually going to do something, So, but the word tonight, I made it to a noun, actualization. So I'm going to talk about actualization, which means it has to do with how to actually get something done. And the actualization also has to do with you, yourself personally, but that whole thing of, actually making things happen. It's one thing to think about it. It's one thing to talk about it. But when the rubber hits the road, are you actually going to get results? And so we're going to talk about how do you actually get results. Actualization, actualizing your dreams come true, your goals. So I came up with an acronym just for actualization. And I just worked on that a little bit today and came up to, come up to concepts, and then I have to figure out how to make it into acronym. And so that's what I did. So the acronym is TV and then S on the end, so like TV. A lot of people have multiple TVs. I used to say, if you want to, do really well in business or even get rich, you got to utilize television. In other words, tell a vision, sort of a cast a vision, help people see the big picture. But I'm using it differently tonight. So the key in actualization, in actually getting good results, in actually getting where you want to go, the word I'm going to use is triggers. Now, I've talked a lot about habits, and just the other day, I listened to an excellent video by one of my favorite speakers and authors, Dr. Benjamin Hardy. He's a psychologist, and he does a lot of these short 10, 15-minute videos on YouTube. They're free. He has hundreds of them. And I've read several of his books that are outstanding. I recommend everything by him. I've learned a lot from him. And this last video I watched talked about habits, particularly based on the book called Atomic Habits. I just listened to this like 2-3 days ago. And I'm familiar with the book, and I've taught on this idea of the habits always win. But in this video, he said it's not really the habits. And in the book Atomic Habits, he said, the author admitted that the book really isn't about habits, but he chose that title just to get better attention. The book is really about deliberate practice, and he approached it from the angle of habits. And he made some really clear distinctions that I never saw before, that the best use of habits isn't the habit itself for what you want to achieve, but like a small habit that's like a trigger to get you to do what you really want to do. Like, for example, let's say you have a goal, you want to go jogging every morning, or maybe just on a walk for a mile. Or you want to go to the gym every day, and you know how long that usually lasts, like especially the gym membership, maybe 30 days. So that's your goal, and you want to make that your habit. It's not that easy, and 90% of the people fail. 90% of the people or more fail at, losing weight. So his point is you make the habit something really, really easy. So like say you want to go for a walk every morning, which is really a good idea. So rather than making the habit the walk itself, you make the habit, say, putting on your walking shoes. So you're So you're not committed to doing the walking every day, but you are committed to putting on your walking shoes. So that's a lot easier than doing the walk, right? But once you put on the walking shoes, now the chances are much higher that you're actually going to go on the walk. One example that he uses, this person was committed to going to the gym and working out 2 hours a day, which I think is sort of excessive. But to make sure it happened, her goal wasn't to work out at the gym, but her goal or the habit she created was to every day at 5 a.m., she would call a taxi. So that was the habit, getting the taxi. And then once she's that far into it, then the rest of it's pretty easy. So you want to have your habits that are simple and easy, and they can be a trigger to a bigger action. Now, some habits, they don't necessarily lead to anything else. Well, you know, even brushing your teeth. That's sort of a simple habit. It's sort of mindless. You don't have to think about it. It's not a big effort. But you know, the goal really isn't brushing your teeth, ultimately. The goal is better hygiene, you know, dental hygiene, being healthier. So you're not focusing on the big goal. You're just focusing on the habit. And once it becomes a habit, you don't even have to focus on it because it's pretty automatic. So habits are automatic, but you do have to establish the habit. So I like this idea of creating simple, easy habits that you can do that are like triggers to what you really want to accomplish. So let's say, for example, you're in the business of trying to build a business. And your goal would be to, say, talk to maybe, say, 3 people a day, something pretty small, 5 people a day, whatever. So the habit could be that, say, at 7 p.m., that you commit to sit down in a certain place and call one person. That's it. So that's the habit. So, well, I can do that. But so if you do that, something that's easily done, a minimal effort, and make that your habit, once you've sort of broken the ice, you call one person, well, since I'm here, you know, I can call a couple more. So it makes it much easier for you to move forward. Because now you have a little bit of momentum. You did something simple in that direction that's very doable for minimal action. So this whole idea of having a habit for just a simple thing that's a trigger to the bigger thing, and that's what the author of Atomic Habits really talked about. I think it's James Clear. I think he's the author. But anyway, it's a really good book. Highly recommend it, along with all of Big Al's books, which I'll get to. So in the book, he said, you know, the habit is like the gateway to the deliberate practice. And so that was a new distinction. I thought, well, that's really useful. So I'm going to talk about creating habits that are designed to be triggers to a bigger objective. Now, here's another kind of a trigger that only takes you like 1 or 2 seconds and can be very effective, much more effective than, like self-talk. So where did I hear this from? I think it's Benjamin Hardy as well. No, it's from someplace else. The psychologists did an experiment with these children where they assigned them some difficult task, and they put them in 3 groups. And one group, you know, they encouraged them before the task and say, you can do this. This is something you can do. And then the second group, they did a different approach, and they, instead of telling them they can do it, they said, you are the kind of person that can handle it. So it's more like addressing their identity, like this is who you are. So, you know, that would be even a little more powerful. And the third group, they didn't say a word. All they did was this 1 second technique. And this third group had far better results in handling this difficult task than the first two groups. And you know what the 1 second technique is? they give them a high five. And that triggers the neural pathways in the brain to feel confident. Like that's a symbolic of victory. So it's like you're celebrating the victory before you do it without a single word. So that simple action is a trigger for certain neural pathways in the brain that really elevate your confidence. So that's a simple trigger. And so there's a whole book on this whole methodology. I mean, it's pretty simple. I don't know how you write a whole book on it. But the idea is if you want to create instant momentum or motivation, you give yourself a high five. Ideally, if you have a mirror, or I guess you use your phone, you know, look at yourself on your phone. But you give yourself a high five, either like do a high five on the mirror itself. I don't use the mirror usually. I try to do it from the mirror, smile, like I'm really happy and celebrating, and I give myself a high five with the other hand. You know, so it sounds like that. So I give myself a high five, and it has an instant effect. So it's triggering on a subconscious level because we're programmed to know what that means without a single word. You don't have to explain it. It's sort of embedded in our culture and in our brain. So that's a really cool, simple technique. That's a trigger. And so you can integrate that with anything. Like I say, you're tempted to eat some cake, and you know you shouldn't. You can use it for that. You give yourself a high five celebrating that you overcame that temptation. Yeah, that would empower you. Same thing with you got to make some phone calls. Okay, so give yourself a high five. That's like you're celebrating that you can do this. You have what it takes without telling yourself, you can do this, you can do this, I can do this. You know, and so that can be helpful, but the high five is even more powerful. Okay, let's move on to the second. So how do you create actualization, you know, success? How do you actually get things done? You want to harness the power of triggers, you know, especially the small habits. And including the high five that works on a subconscious level. The V in the TV acronym stands for visualization. So actualization by visualization. It sort of rhymes, right? But it's even better. So you want to have actualization, you know, getting results, creating value. Visualization is a key component. Now, it's really not enough by itself, but it can be a valuable contributing factor. So you, like, one of my favorite quotes from Albert Einstein, he said, imagination is more powerful than knowledge. And he credits all of his discoveries not to having studied and learned knowledge, but using his imagination, thinking outside the box. You know, same thing with Thomas Edison and Nikola Tesla, the power of imagination. And from a biblical perspective, that's what faith is. Faith is visualizing a positive result in the future. It's a form of visualization. That's what faith is. And so, but to make your visualization more effective, it has to be more than intellectual. Just seeing something. The visualization has to be accompanied by emotion. So say you're visualizing victory, you're visualizing success, and you visualize in such a way that you feel something strongly about this, like you are really so excited, you're so grateful that you've been able to do this, even though you haven't yet, but you visualize you've already been successful, you've already won, you're already a champion. You're already successful, and you visualize that. How would it feel, and how would other people look at you, and how they would be surprised, and how they would respect you, and how that would make you feel, and how that would empower you, and just elevate your level of confidence. And you visualize yourself being in a certain place, maybe in Hawaii or someplace, and you know, just all the benefits that come out of this victory. So you want the visualization to be embedded with strong emotion. Otherwise, it's not going to be that effective. Okay, that's all I'm going to say on the visualization. So it's really important, but it's more effective with the emotion and if you combine it with the T, which is the trigger, the habit, the high five. I really like the high five. I do that every day myself, several times a day in different situations. So just be creative. Use your imagination. How can you use the high five in this situation? And go on YouTube. You'll find some videos on this, and you'll appreciate it even more. Keith F., this is from the influence I've had from my friend I've known for 30 years. He goes by Big Al, or Tom Schreier. Just spent 8 days on a cruise with him about a week ago. And he's not a motivational guy. He's an introvert. He's more of an engineer type guy. But he has just a fantastic perspective on brain science and how to sort of speak to the subconscious part of the brain and help people make a decision before you give a presentation. He says, don't give a presentation, especially that's going to lead to a decision. There's a way to talk that people make a decision first, in the first, say, 1 minute of the conversation, and then you give the presentation just to solidify and answer questions. But the main point I want to make is that he emphasized is a skill. It's not enough to be highly motivated and you say you put in 8 hours a day. Most people don't put in, 10 minutes a day in their business. But if you're putting in 10 hours a day or whatever, it's not going to make much difference if you don't have enough skills. So you can't just rely on confidence and skills. Confidence and motivation. You've got to have certain skills. Like, for example, what do you actually say? And most of the training around out there isn't much on what do you say. Now, there's actually a very popular book by Philip Jones, I think, Phil Jones, that I read. It's very good. It's called Exactly What to Say. And very similar to Big Al's training. I like Big Al's stuff better because he covers the same material, but it's more specific to, with marketing. So I highly recommend go to his website, BigAlBooks.com. He has a free introductory book. I think it's about 100 pages. A really good book. Some free audios. And he has like 40 books that he's written on this topic. And one of the best books is one of his latest books is called On Making Offers. I said if you design an offer in one sentence, a one-sentence offer that's compelling, that can make up for everything else. So you're not good at an icebreaker. You're not good at creating rapport, which are two of the four stages. the four steps he has is rapport, having an icebreaker sentence. That's like your transition. And then getting a decision, a general decision. Like for example, would you like to make more money or are you fine the way you are? So you want to make ask for a decision that's where they're almost always going to say yes. Would you like to be healthier and live longer or are you fine dying early? Well, what do you think most people are going to say? And then you give a presentation. But so if you can word this, your offer in a way where they're making a decision where it's like a no-brainer. Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, anybody with half a brain would do that. So he has the whole book. I took his mastery class on making offers. It was like a 4-week course myself. Paid a little bit of money for it. It wasn't that expensive, $36, I think, $39. It was one of the best classes I ever took on offers. So he has a book on it. I think he has an audio book on it, too. So the point is, you don't want to settle just for learning how to get motivated. You've got to do all things. You've got to have the triggers. You have to have visualization. And you have to pay attention. Remember that word, attention. Give attention to skills, particularly what to say, how to develop rapport, how to have an icebreaker. How do you, that's your transition. And how do you create an offer where they're going to pretty much always say yes to the general concept. They've already made a decision. And then it's easy from there. So, but you got to develop those skills. And hardly anybody's teaching this stuff. He's like the best teacher I've ever met in terms of teaching skills. It's sort of a big missing piece, I think. So if you want to have better results and less frustration and basically zero rejection, he really emphasizes his approach basically eliminates any kind of rejection. Technically, people won't actually reject you, but often people take it that way when people say no. But anyway, his approach is very innovative. You're very good. It's based on brain science. But so the acronym for tonight is TVS. Like a lot of people have multiple TVs. So the triggering, the visualization, and paying attention to developing the skills. Now, I just sort of gave you an introduction to this skill arena, and I'm telling you that's the big missing piece for most people. They don't pay attention to skills. They, hey, just go out and get them. Just talk to a lot of people. Invite everyone you know to the next webinar, and we'll do all the talking for you, and they'll see this great presentation. Yeah, oh, I've done a lot of that. And what I found is most people never show up. I'll invite 100 people. I've been doing this just the last couple months. I'll invite 100 people. I'll send them text messages. Hey, and I spend a lot of time crafting my message so it's really compelling. And send out to individually 100 text messages or more, maybe 150. And then hardly anybody shows up. I thought, how could they not show up? But it's not as effective as I thought it would be. You know, so, you know, talking to somebody is much more effective. It takes more time. And so the point is there's a lot of room for improvement in learning skills. And it makes a huge difference. So I've learned a lot from Big Al myself, even though I've been in this industry since 1976. I've had a lot of success. I had, like Peter said, one company had almost 1 million people in my downline. But I didn't always know what I was doing. Some of it's luck. Some of it's being in the right place, right time. I did invest a lot in personal development, and Big Al was part of that. But just even recently, I've been learning some new things from Big Al, you know, the Tom Schreider. So really take advantage of that and develop your skill level because, for every, say, $100, for every $20, you invest in improving yourself and your skill level, that $20 can end up being worth $1,000 or $2,000 or $10,000. So the best investment is investing in yourself and particularly in your skills, especially combined with the other two elements of the acronym, the TVS, meaning the triggers, the visualization, and working on skills. And all that adds up to is actualization, actually getting the results that you want. And if you do enough of this, then failure becomes impossible and freedom becomes inevitable. But it doesn't happen just because you want it or desire it or wish for it. You got to do enough of the right things, like, you know, pay attention to the triggers and habits, the visualization, and the skills. That might be the most important of all three, actually. But, you know, the combination is best. Okay, I think that's enough for tonight. Peter, any comments or questions?
Great information. Yeah, great information. Heavy-duty stuff. So for those people that want to work with you, take more advantage of the stuff that you can teach, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, fortunately, it's real easy. Just write down my phone number. You can call or text me anytime, 24 hours a day. If I'm asleep, it doesn't matter. My phone's turned off. But I promise you two things. I cannot help you if you don't reach out. And if you do reach out and connect, I promise you I can help you. I'm not charging anything. And in fact, I'm looking for people to work with me that I can work with and help accelerate your progress. As I'm working with a company that's just unbelievable, the best company I've ever been in my 50 years of doing this. Yeah, about 50 years now. So anyway, my phone number is 360-583-2227. 360-583-2227. So ball's in your court. Like I said, I can't help you if you don't reach out. I've done my part. Now it's your turn. But take advantage of my offer. So anyway, hey, thank you for listening. I love you all. God bless you. And tune in next week, and we'll go to the next letter in the ACE formula, A-C-E, and it'll make a difference for you. Hey, thanks, Peter. Good night to everybody.
Excellent. We'll see you next time. Check it out. If you want to see the previous ones, make sure you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray-Gebauer. That's buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray-Gebauer. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Ray.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.